Just a few minutes ago we spoke to Maulana Shakir, son of Siddiq Bhai. He's in Madina Sharif. So he said, Maulana, every time that I go to the Rosa Mubarak, first person whose salam comes on my tongue is yours. So it made me so happy. I said, while he's conveying the salat and salam that side, may Allah reward all those brothers and sisters who are conveying on my behalf. So while he is conveying that side, why should we not read Salat Salam here? And it will be conveyed via the angels to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hadith is haq. So we must believe that this salam that we presented, the angels carried it over, so and so, son of so and so, send salam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responds. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening over receivers. Over the past few weeks we have been discussing, in fact right from the first day of Ramadan, akhlaq, good character. So many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many ayat of the Quran Sharif have been discussed. This is a subject we can go on, and there is a genuine need for it in the days of fitna that we are living. At present, all around us is nothing but fitnas, and we are the biggest fitnas ourselves. So this is a small mirror that I am giving, a small mirror in which each one can look at his heart. This mirror is not for looking at our faces. This mirror is for looking into the hearts. Place this mirror in front and look into the heart. This mirror which I have been giving since Ramadan. And don't think that I am only giving you that mirror. Alhamdulillah, I myself keep looking into that mirror. So whichever hadith sharif I mention, whichever incident I mention, whichever Quranic verse I discuss, then Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's fazal that I also look into my own heart, that how much of it is in me. So it's not a question of just addressing you. So even if I say you, then it does not mean only you. So this mirror is for all of you and for myself too. As I mentioned, Hazrat Mullah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Ali, I don't think he could have coined a better phrase than that, in which he discussed hypocrisy. He says that it is sikka raijul waqt. It is a currency of the time. Hypocrisy is a currency of the time. Those who went for Hajj now, then they exchanged their currency. Took the South African rands and exchanged it for riyals, or exchanged it for dollars. We traded with different types of currencies. So this is one of those currencies which we are trading in now, and that is the currency of nifaq and hypocrisy, which was the trait of the munafiqeen, or those traits of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites of Madina Tayyibah. Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and his gang, although their hypocrisy was that of i'tiqad, That means they didn't believe in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In their hearts they had no belief in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They outwardly proclaimed to be believers in Allah and His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They even built a masjid which was then destroyed on the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And it was called Masjid al-Zirar because it was intended to harm the Muslims. They used to participate in battles. They used to come to the masjid. They used to read salat and salam the loudest. Any person who would look at them would truly believe that this person is the most sincere Muslim that you can find on the surface of the earth. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared them as munafiqeen. And their position and place also in the akhirat, fid darkil asfali minan nar, bottommost part of the pit fire of hell. Allah ta'ala opens up their traits in the Quran Sharif from the very first chapter. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala gives life and the opportunity, we will discuss those ayat. But from the beginning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses so much about the munafiqeen. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions about their hearts. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Now what was the disease of their heart that Allah ta'ala is talking about? Hypocrisy. That was the major disease. No surgeon could operate on that disease. Our physical hearts, the surgeons operate. But that disease of the heart, even the Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in whose company they used to come, he too could not get rid of their hypocrisy, because they had made up their mind that they do not want to give it up. If they had come with an open mind to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if they had come to learn, if they had come to investigate, to research, to find out, to discuss, and they had desired to accept that which was haq and truth, then like so many thousands accepted Islam, they too would have accepted Islam. But here they are meeting Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam every day. They come and make salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam every day. They read salat and salam loudly in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam every day. They even join the battle. 300 of them joined the battle of Uhud. Now that was the time when the Muslims really needed a large number of people, because 3,000 strong army was coming to attack them. The Muslims were 1,000, and after some time these 300, they take an about turn and they go. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew them, but he did not want the people to say that the Rasul of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is punishing his own Muslims or is distancing his own Muslims. He went out of his way to try and educate them, to bring them to Islam, to be good and kind to them, to be generous. He did everything. But they repaid with plotting and planning and doing all kinds of things that will harm the Muslims. So they had nifaq or hypocrisy which was of i'tiqad. So we might not have that. But the other traits which were in their lives, lies, cheat, deception, two-faced, plotting, planning. Unfortunately, this has crept into the Muslim Ummah. So we continue. Ab log yun samajhte hain ki jiska kapda acha uska iman acha, jiski baat achi uska qalb bhi acha. Aajkal dhoka bazi ko hunar samjha jata hai. حالانکہ یہ تو منافقین ہی کی صفت ہے. حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے زمانے میں منافقین ہی خصال بد میں مبتلا تھے. اللہ تعالیٰ نے ان کے بارے میں فرمایا ہم العدو فحذرہم، یہ لوگ کامل دشمن ہے، ان سے حذر کیجئے. This is, we look at the clothes of a person and we say that whoever's clothes are good, then his iman is very good. If the clothes are good, then his iman is good. If his speech is good, then his iman is good. That is the yardstick that we have. That if the person's speech is good, then his iman is very good. And if his outward appearance is good, then he is very good. But whereas we have all the very same traits and characteristics that the munafiqeen of the time of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, besides the kufr i'tiqadi, nifaq which is i'tiqadi, but all the other things we have. So he says these munafiqeen Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif, humul adu, that no matter how much they say that we are your friends and we are believers and we are close to you and we are desirous of Islam in the lives of everyone and we want to join and assist in the propagation of deen and sharia and Quran and sunnah, and see we too are interested in establishing a masjid. For what else do you make masjid and masajid? But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says humul adu, they are enemies. Be cautious, Allah ta'ala says fahzarhum. Be cautious of them, be wary of them. Be on guard. Don't trust their word. This is their hypocrisy. This is their nifaq which is in their hearts. That outwardly they are projecting their iman and Islam, but there is no such thing as iman and Islam in their hearts. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying they must be careful, must be on guard from these munafiqeen. Must be very much on guard because they can cause great amount of harm. Ruh al-Mu'ani, which is a tafsir of the Quran Sharif. In Ruh al-Mu'ani, it is stated with regards to humul adu, ay humul kamiluna fil qadawati wal rasikhuna fiha. That in this enmity of theirs, they have reached a stage where we would say that it is deep-rooted enmity. This enmity is deep-rooted in their hearts. People reach kamal in other things. These people's kamal is that their enmity, their hatred, their dislike for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the sahabas is deep-rooted. So like that, there are many, many believers in this world who have got this trait, that outwardly they will say that we are with you, we love you, we care for you, we are concerned about you. But there is nothing behind it except hypocrisy. There's nothing behind it except deception. It's a young girl, she has become yatim. Now you find the family members and friends and others, now they're passing their hand over her hair and head and saying we really care for you and really concerned about you and we are there for you anytime, any problem, any difficulty. Now that young person, family member or some others are doing that, or it may be a young boy. But do you think there's sincerity in that? How many a times those gifts and those hampers and those other things which are given, there is absolutely no sincerity. There is other maqsad behind it. And it has come to the surface how many times. How many people got caught. That they used those hampers and they used those gifts and they used material things as a bait to get other kind of favors from those young boys and girls. Hypocrisy, nifaq, which is so common today, so common. Person goes to a shop, desperate, young person, young woman. Now she is helped and assisted. But what does the person have in his mind? That is just one example I'm giving. You can keep on thinking. There are so many examples. I mentioned at the beginning that I'm giving you a mirror. And in this mirror we must look that whenever we are offering this kind of help and assistance and other things, then what is at the back of our mind? And even though it may not be haram favors, but so many a times there's nothing but our maqsad and matlab. The person has got his own maqsad, his own matlab. That is why he's giving that assistance. یعنی یہ لوگ عداوت میں کامل ہیں اور بہت ہی راسخ ہیں اس لیے کہ سب سے بڑا دشمن وہ چھپا ہوا دشمن ہے جو کہ تمہارے سامنے تو ہنسے اور اس کی پسلیوں کے نیچے مہلک مرض ہو جیسا کہ بہت سے ابنائے زمانہ کا یہی حال ہے. So that is the worst enemy who smiles on your face. When you meet him he smiles. But he is harboring malice, jealousy, enmity, hatred in his heart. The first opportunity that he can get to stab, he will do so. The first opportunity that he gets to harm, he will do so. And if some harm reaches through some other source, then that too will give him great amount of happiness and joy. So most of the people, they say, this is the sickness today. So we should look into this mirror. Look at our hearts in this mirror. As Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said in one of his poetry, Bazaahir to har shay mein behad safai, Bazaahir to har shay mein behad safai, Magar dil mein hai gandagi intihai, Magar dil mein hai gandagi intihai. Bazaahir to, outwardly, say in everything there's great safai, clothes are clean, pure white, whiter than white. In the home also everything clean, the car also polished, no dirt. They don't even allow the children to eat any sweets inside the car because they're going to throw the papers down. Mustn't have anything in the car. Car must be clean. Home must be clean. And Islam itself teaches us cleanliness. Let's not misunderstand. Islam doesn't say you must stay dirty. Islam doesn't say that you must stay filthy. Islam says you must stay clean. But here he's talking about our perception and our yardstick to measure. They say we just see that as long as outwardly there's cleanliness, then we take it for granted. Inside also is very clean. He said, Bazaahir har shay mein hai behad safai. But inside there is nothing but gandagi intihai. Last degree of filth is inside the hearts. I know this hurts because this is a subject that should hurt. Because then we see our true colors. Like that I give you fazail and virtues, then everybody will say, wah wah, mashallah. Maulana, any more fazail you can tell us? And any more wazifas you can show us? And especially the young person who is in search of a pretty bride, if you give him some wazifa and you say read 100 times, you say if I read 200 times can I get a better one than that? If you tell him stay awake half the night, he say I don't mind staying awake the whole night if I can get a prettier one than that. So wazifas and all that we are very much happy to implement. But taking a stock of our hearts, what have we got inside? Dead stock, they say at the end of the year, they check dead stock, must get rid of it. The business houses, they say dead stock, get rid of it. So did we get rid of the dead stock that we've got accumulated in our hearts? So bazaahir har shay mein behad safai. دیکھئے صاحب روح المعانی جو بڑے محقق عالم ہے وہ اپنے یہاں کا یہ حال تحریر فرما رہے ہیں. میں کہتا ہوں کہ یہی حال اب ہمارے یہاں کے لوگوں کا بھی ہے بلکہ اس سے بھی برا حال ہے. Says he was talking about his time. In our time it's even worse than that. The people of our time, he says, it's even worse than what those people were. آپ خود مسلمانوں کے احوال میں غور فرمائیے اور فیصلہ کیجئے کہ میں صحیح کہہ رہا ہوں یا نہیں. So look at the condition and then you make a decision yourself if what I am saying is the truth or not. آپ لوگ تو بخوبی جانتے ہوں گے کہ آئے دن ہم عام طور پر ایسے ایسے واقعات رونما ہوتے ہیں جن سے پتا چلتا ہے کہ آج کل عوام و خواص سب ہی اسی قسم کے حالات سے گزر رہے ہیں. اسی وجہ سے باوجود آپس میں ظاہراً ملنے ملانے کے بھی کسی کو ایک دوسرے پر اعتماد باقی نہیں رہا. چنانچہ دو آدمی کچہری گئے, ایک کی جیب سے روپیہ نکل گیا تو گھر آ کر اس نے کہا کہ ہمارے دوست نے روپیہ نکال لیا. Two friends went to, there was some case taking place in some court. So now the two friends, they traveled together. They went to the court. Somebody pickpocketed one of the friends. The money that he had, somebody pickpocketed, took it away. He says, when he returned, now he says, that friend of mine, he's got no evidence. But the first person that he's got no trust on is that very friend with whom he went. He says he returned home and he said, my friend stole my money. So you can see people haven't got trust on anyone anymore. Friends has got no trust on the friend. Shaykh has got no trust on the murid. Murid got no trust on the shaykh. Ustad got no trust on the students. The student don't trust the ustad anymore. Parents don't trust their children. Children don't trust their parents. Husbands are not trusting their wives, and wives are not trusting the husband. What kind of a world is that? What kind of a dunya that we are living in? It is not the fault of the dunya, it's our fault. We have made no effort to make islah of our nafs. Islah of nafs is the most difficult thing. Many times I have said that it is so easy, you can take an AK-47 and go to the Kruger National Park and go and shoot a few lions and shoot a few elephants also. But this nafs which is right near us, on our side, when are we going to shoot that nafs down? So there is no atimad left anymore. میں دیکھتا تھا کہ روزانہ ایک آدمی ایک شخص کے پاس جا کر بیٹھتا تھا درس میں. ایک مرتبہ گالی دے کر کہنے لگا کہ موقع آیا تو میں اس کا گلا گھونٹ دیتا. Two friends in the majlis, they sit together, in the programs they are together, they travel together. But one of them says that if only I have the opportunity, I'll throttle him. Now this is the kind of friend. سنا آپ نے کہ یہی ہے آج کل کی دوستی. جس کے پاس روزانہ بیٹھتا تھا اسی کے متعلق دل میں یہ خیال رکھتا تھا. Person with whom he used to sit all the time. And he says, if I had the chance, I would have throttled him. I'll throttle him. That means absolutely no love in the heart. If this is not hypocrisy, then what else it is? One is you meet everybody cheerfully, happily, smilingly, even if he's an enemy. You make salam, it happens. The other is that you give the person the impression that I am your friend. And in the meantime, the person is plotting and planning and is deceiving and is cheating. So there's a world of difference. ایک صاحب رمضان شریف میں یہاں تشریف لائے. میں نے ان سے کہا کہ گھر چلے جاؤ, آرام ملے گا. Person came for اعتکاف in Ramadan. As we have nowadays in اعتکاف, people come from different areas, different places, and they make اعتکاف. But what happens is that when you give free food, free accommodation, and also five-course meal, then you get lots of people who come in the name of i'tikaf. There are many people who come in the name of i'tikaf. Now we must not point fingers and say that person came in the name of i'tikaf just to have a nice five-course meal or free accommodation. We must look at ourselves. I'm giving a mirror to look at ourselves. What was my niyat? So people come for i'tikaf. So now this person came. So Aziz Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah, I told him, why don't you go home? have a rest at home, you'll have some comfort at home too. Here there's a big crowd, in other words. So you go home, you can see his kashf. He had kashf that this person hasn't come with sincerity. Why didn't he tell that to the others? He used to get a lot of kashf. So he told this particular person, why don't you go? Go away home. Instead of sitting in i'tikaf here, go home. Now why should he send him away home? He came for i'tikaf. He should be happy, mashallah, he came for i'tikaf. Now look at the response and the reply that the person gave. उन्होंने कहा कि यहां खाने की कोई तकलीफ नहीं है, वहां घर पर तो खाने के साथ जूतियां भी मिलती है. इस इज ये एट लीस्ट आई एम गेटिंग फूड. ही वॉज ऑनेस्ट एट लीस्ट. इस इज यहां पर खाने की कोई तकलीफ नहीं, आई एम गेटिंग नाइस गुड मील्स एट होम. दे मे गिव मी अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ फूड बट आई गेट अ गुड हाइडिंग ऑल्सो विद इट. दे हैमर मी वन वे. देयर इज नो पीस एट होम. यहां तो आराम से जिंदगी गुजर रही है. एटलीस्ट द डेज ऑफ एतिकाफ देयर बी सम आराम सम पीस. अगर आपके पास न होता तो घर वालों की बद अखलाकी से मैं तो पागल ही हो जाता. द बद अखलाकी ऑफ द पीपल ऑफ द हाउस मेक मी मैड. दैट्स व्हाई आई केम ओवर हियर. सो यू कैन सी अ पर्सन इज सम टाइम गोइंग आउट फॉर दीन वर्क. He is going to the masjid, he is going to the khanqah, he is going in tabligh, he is going in jihad, he is going in different works of deen. But there too you can see the niyats can be very, very different. There are so many people that they just want to run out of their homes. The more days they stay out, the happier they are. Because there is no peace at home. And many wives are also very, very happy the longer they stay out of the home. As soon as they come, they say, when are you going again? You'll get more sawab. Lot of sawab if you... And will assist you to pack your bags for a longer period of time. Because there's no peace at home. Restlessness. Bad akhlaq. Fights, quarrels, arguments. Same thing again. Hypocrisy is the currency of the time. Those homes which are supposed to be giving us comfort, peace, tranquility, sukoon, so that after a little while of rest and a little while of happiness and cheerful talk with wife and with children, then late night the person can again get up and now put his head on the musalla and shed some tears before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the great bounties and ni'mat. But he doesn't have it at home. He wants to run out of the house. So he said straight, this was my reason for coming here. He said, that is why I told you, why don't you go home? Gulista Bosta is one kitab. Hazrat Saadi Rahmatullah Alayhi Shaykh Saadi Sirazi. So he has mentioned one very nice incident. He says that one day we were going, and when our caravan passed one town, so one person came and he said that I want to join you all also. I want to be part of your group. I want to be part of your jamaat. I want to also become a Sufi. I want to make Islah. So Sheikh Saadi Shirazi Rahmatullah Ali says that first we were a bit hesitant, but then we said that this person seems sincere, so we took him along. But we didn't make any investigation. He was a total stranger to us, but we accepted him. There is a total stranger, never mind, but we'll join our group. So on the way we had to pass a royal palace or a fort or something of that kind. So we camped outside there. When we camped outside there, late night this person took the lota, that water can which we use in the toilet for istinja. So he took that, pretending that he is going for istinja, he is going to go and relieve himself. So in Urdu they call it lota. So lota lekar ke aisa gaya ke phir na lota. He didn't return after that. Now lota means also that return. So lota lekar aisa gaya ke phir na lota. Balki kisi ko loot karke aa gaya. What he did is he climbed the wall, scaled the wall. scaled the wall and he stole some jewelry from inside, and he scaled the wall again and he disappeared. Now when these people discovered that there was a theft and they opened the gate, they found Sheikh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali and so many others who were with him, that they were outside. So they said, genuine, one of you stole the jewelry. He said, no, we are here, but there was one person that was with us and he has disappeared, we don't know where he is. He said, no, you all are the ones. So they gave us a good hiding, and after that they released us when they didn't find it. So he says, we learnt a very important lesson. Now, although that person who joined our company, he didn't benefit from us. He says, that rogue, that thief, he didn't benefit from our company. One night he spent and he already disappeared. So he didn't benefit much from our company. But alhamdulillah, we benefited from his company. He says, we benefited from his company. And the benefit that we gained is that he taught us a very important lesson. That a person who is a total stranger, don't trust. He says, that's the lesson he taught us. That the person was very sweet in his talk, that I am here for Islah. I want to make Islah of my nafs. I am joining your company. I want to be with you. Why? For Islah of my nafs. Whereas what was his intention? If it had not been scaling that wall, he would have stolen their property and disappeared. He would have stolen their property and disappeared. So it is a world of hypocrisy. Two different faces. Look at our mashayikh, how they are trying to teach us.
Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughzo kibro riya dil ke andar. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughzo kibro riya dil ke andar. Nahi is zamane mein kya dil ke andar, nahi hai to khaufe khuda dil ke andar. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar, hasad bughzo kibro riya dil ke andar. Nahi is zamane mein kya dil ke andar, nahi hai to khaufe khuda dil ke andar.
This is our condition. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar. Greed of the highest degree. Dagha, deception. Plotting, planning, hirs and hawa. That's why you keep hearing, hawa o hirs wala dil badal. Evil passions and desires has engulfed our hearts. And hirs, greed, has got no limit. We are unconcerned who we hurt in the process of our greed, to fulfill our greed, for the demands of our greed. We are unconcerned, even if it has to hurt one's own father or elderly mother or elderly sister or some widow or some orphan, we will not be concerned as long as we get what our heart desires. Look at people in many places, parts of the world, when there is a disaster, whether it was the tsunamis or whether it is an earthquake anywhere else or whether it is floodwaters or gale force winds that has caused damage and destruction to life and property, or bombs and wars. After that, what happens is people from around the globe, they start sending aid. They start sending help. They start sending provisions. How much of it just disappears? How much of it just disappears? Hardly 30-40% reaches those people who were supposed to be receiving. Those fat cats along the route and many, many others, they wipe it out. So much of it is sold in the marketplace. Corrupt officials. So there's hawa and hirs, evil passions and evil desires and greed. So the person will not be concerned after that. Once greed has got the better of him, and once his own evil passions have
gripped his heart. So then who he hurts in the process is not concerned. Dagha makro hirso hawa dil ke andar. Hasad bughzo kibro riya dil ke andar. Jealousy. How many times I have discussed this subject of jealousy. Jealousy, malice, pride, show. That is what is inside the heart. Hasad bughzo kibro riya dil ke andar. Outwardly, zahir mein badi safai, very clean, very neat, well attired, not even one spot on the dress, on the clothes. Body also, all kinds of lotions and perfumes and soaps are being used. But what's inside the heart? Hasad, bughzo, kibro, riya, dil ke andar. Jealous, jealous of people's wealth, of people's property, people's knowledge, people's cars, people's homes, people's gold and silver, people's qualifications. Jealousy. Pride. If Allah Ta'ala gives a little bit of wealth, then pride. Pride. That there's no one like me. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. You become like Fir'aun. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Loud and bold claims. Look down upon people. Suffer from complex, superiority complex. Hasad, bughzo, kibro, riya dil ke andar. And then if we're doing some good deeds, then again, show. People must come to know that I've done this good deed. If they don't come to know, then what is the purpose of doing it? So if there's any charity that we give, everybody must come to know. A little bit of ibadat we make, everybody must come to know. Little bit of zikr we make, everybody must come to know. Little bit of help and assistance we render to somebody, the world must come to know. Must be advertised. Of course, Shariat itself allows that if a person is giving with a niyat, that others must also give. Or there are other good intentions behind it, then certain times it is permissible to give openly. But I'm talking about generally, if you have to look at our hearts, then there is a great desire that everybody must come to know that I made ibadat like this. I made so many tawaf in my hajj. Maulana, I used to make day and night tawaf. In Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifah, I did this and I did that and I did that. Now, where there is no need for everybody to know, then why must the person announce? If he made tawaf, for whose benefit he made? He made hajj also, for whose benefit he made? If he made Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, ibadat, then for whom did he make? So why wash it now? And especially these radio stations, it has become like a nice media for announcements. Again, don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong if somebody comes on the radio station and says that we went for Hajj, Alhamdulillah, the person asks some questions, so you respond to it and say, this is what happened, that's what happened. And so that somebody else that's going, it may be of benefit to him or it might be of encouragement to somebody, that's permissible. But we must look at our heart, that when we are making those announcements and when we are making those advertisements and when we are giving all that information, then what is our niyat? With what niyat are we giving? Some mashayikh and buzrugan e deen and awliya-e kiram may have said something, but are we in that category? That when we are saying it, do we have that kind of ikhlas that they had? That to them any kind of praise and any kind of criticism meant nothing. Now here when we are saying it, what is our intention? Especially ladies have to be very, very careful. Unfortunately, if they do a little bit of ibadah, it gets into their heads. And lots of men are the same too. Sometimes the person will come back, his akhlaq is still the same. There's no change in his akhlaq. But he will go on and on talking about how much ibadah he made in Mina and Arafat. We, when we say tahdees ni'mat ki taur par, tahaddus bin ni'mat, or when we say out of gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I am saying this or announcing this, even that time we must check our intention. We may be saying out of gratitude to Allah ta'ala, but is it truly out of gratitude to Allah ta'ala or is it to show? You think Allah ta'ala does not know our hearts? He doesn't know our condition? He doesn't look into our hearts? We have got x-rays for so many different things. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot see into our hearts. So we must not put ourselves in that category. We have to be very, very careful and very much on guard. So therefore he says that nahi hai to khauf e khuda dil ke andar. The only thing that is not in our hearts these days is khauf e khuda. Every other kind of filth you will find in our hearts. But khauf e khuda, the fear of Allah, the fear of azab of jahannam, fear of akhirat, punishment of our sins, that we haven't got. Of course, once again I repeat that we should have so much of love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we should do it out of His love. But at the same time we should fear that we haven't been able to do justice. Not that we go on committing sins and then we have absolutely no fear at heart. Bharosa ab jahan mein nahi hai kisi ka. Bharosa ab jahan mein nahi hai kisi ka. Ke ab daur daura hai bas palsi ka. Na gham be basi ka, na gham muflisi ka. Jo rona hai hame to rona isi ka. He says, no bharosa on anyone left anymore. What a sad state of affairs. When the husband is not going to trust his wife, and the wife is not going to trust the husband, then can there be happiness in that home? When the husband is in his business, there to his mind is where the wife is. What is she doing? Because he discovered some information which has created great doubt in his mind with regards to her integrity and honesty. And if she has found some information regarding him when he's gone to work, then too she's restless. Where is he? What is he doing? Why is he late from work? Is he really doing some work in the office which is related to his profession? Or is doing some work which is related to the profession of shaitan? Restlessness, restlessness. When children don't trust their parents because they are being abused, or family members, or friends. So then what kind of a world is that? So this majlis or these programs that we have here, how many years we are now having it? So there must come a time now that we say that enough is enough. How long am I going to continue in this path? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, badal de mera rasta dil badal. So a time must come in the life of everyone where the person says enough is enough. Otherwise we're going to destroy ourselves. So let us clean our hearts of hypocrisy, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of malice. Take one thing at a time. But just as we are concerned about our physical bodies, a slight cough and a slight sneeze, and we are running to the doctors. One slight sneeze and the person runs to the doctors. And here our whole body is sick, our heart is sick. We will continue, inshallah. Those who wish to listen must listen. And those who do not wish to listen, then nobody is forcing you to come and listen. But you will have to listen to this. That far too long are we walking on the surface of the earth like hypocrites. I'm including myself in it. Our akhlaq is not the best of akhlaq.
we have failed to even examine our akhlaq, to x-ray our akhlaq. We have looked into the mirror plenty of times, and every day we look into the mirror many, many times. But we haven't looked into our hearts. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring about a complete reformation and change. It's not difficult, but at the same time it is not that easy also, that you go to the bazaar supermarket and buy a piece of cake and eat it. It's not that easy also. There has to be some effort. And it's a very sweet effort, a very delicious effort, a very pleasing effort. Once you will get that cleanliness and purity in the heart, and when that heart will become attached to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will still be living in this world. We will still be doing our business and marrying and talking and joking and laughing and eating. But dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That sukoon that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the hearts of the awliya-e siddiqeen, the kings of the world, they don't know. شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے شاہوں کے سروں پر تاج گراں سے درد سا اکثر رہتا ہے Why I'm repeating that is that we know in the present times. Look at all the kings of the world. Which king has got sukoon in his life? With all the oil wealth, with all the bodyguards, and with all the ammunition, and with all the helicopters and missiles and bombs and everything, has any king of the world got peace and sukoon in his life? Unless he's an Allah wala. So the crown on the heads of the kings gives them plenty of headache. Shaho ke saro par taaje giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Shaho ke saro par taaje giran se dard sa aksar rehta hai. Aur ahle wafa ke seeno mein ek noor ka darya behta hai. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما My beloved Allah, how long are we going to walk like munafiqs and hypocrites on the surface of the earth? How long are we going to live a life of deception, of cheat, of deceit, of plotting and planning, of harboring jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance? Ya Allah, you see into the hearts. Nothing is hidden from your sight. Nothing is hidden from your gaze. Ya Allah, our hypocrisy has brought us nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Mere Allah, ہماری زندگی کا سکون چھن گیا ہماری زندگی کا حال بدل گیا ہم بہت ہی گنہگار ہیں سیاہکار ہیں گندے ہیں ناپاک ہیں مجرم اور خطاکار ہیں Our clothes are clean Our clothes may beloved Allah have got no spot But our hearts are full of spots Our hearts are diseased But who is there to change the condition of our hearts besides you? There is no one for us besides you. My beloved Allah, Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں
گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں، بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. یا اللہ بلیس اس ود بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ بیسٹ آف آخر. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they are in hospitals, clinics, homes, or wherever they may be, bless them with shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their pain and suffering. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those whose children have gone into drinks and drugs and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Bless us with hearts that you give the awliya-i siddiqeen. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good desires, the good wishes, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and everyone who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering and the problem that each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night is suffering. With your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan, Ya Allah, remove those pains, suffering, diseases and problems. Those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
Make your 4 rakat sunnat, then we'll have the nawaz. اللہ اکبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. اکبر. الله اکبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله اکبر. الله اکبر. الله اکبر. الله اکبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا